Now, this week, Margaret is going off to Felstead in pursuit of an old hag. Sounds lovely.
Yeah, and I need to clarify, this is not me.
Of course it's not you. You don't live in Felstead. You're not an old hag anyway.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, who was the old hag of Felstead? Well, Felstead, as you'll know if you've ever visited, is a very pretty Essex village. There's a pub in the centre of the village called the Swan Inn. Now, if you are on the opposite side of the road to the Swan Inn, you're outside a remarkable Tudor house that was built in about 1596, we believe, by a man called George Boot. Mm-hmm. Now, George Boot was a wealthy local builder, and he built the house. And when he finished building it, he wanted everyone to know that he built it. So on the outside, which you can still read, he wrote, George Boot made this house. Mm-hmm. And it's still there for everyone to see. But what also is there for everyone to see is a rather grotesque wooden effigy on the outside of the house, and it's of a very ugly woman with cloven hoofs.
Mm.
Now, there's been speculation about who this woman was. Many people believe it was George Boot having a rather nasty dig at his own wife, who some believe had been turned into a witch by somebody who had a grudge against the Boot family. The other opinion is that no, it looks like a ship's figurehead, and that's exactly what it is. It's a carved ship's figurehead, and all Boot intended to do was finish off the house by having this figure created. Other people say, well, it was quite clearly put there to scare away witches and evil spirits, because this was 1596. Mm. The interesting thing is, we know that in 1593, there was a local witch by the name of Alice who was executed for witchcraft practices. Now, whether this gave George Boot the idea, we don't know. And obviously, unless some documented evidence comes to light, we certainly can't be sure about that. So there are a number of different theories. But what is also said is that sometimes this figure comes to life and she walks the streets of Felstead. So all I would say is, if you're ever walking around Felstead and you pass a lady in the street, have a quick look at her feet. If they're cloven hooves, then it may well be the old hag of Felstead.
Hmm. Right, okay, well, let's hope you don't run into her. Thank you very much. And where are you going next week?
Well, I'm going back to Felstead to look at something else that's acquired a lot of fame over the years, the Plague Stone of Felstead.
Okay, thank you very much.